In many states, schools are funded by local property taxes and placed under the administrative umbrella of a city or county school system. Illinois, by contrast, has districts that are largely tied to localities. NIU senior researcher Norman Walzer says creating an independent district is a way to go up against local property tax limits.
It was an opportunity for the mayor or the council or whoever was doing it, for them to expand a service that presumably the residents were asking and may have been needed in some way. But since they were up against these limits, the easier way probably was just create a new district.
In rural areas, these districts also create a sense of community pride and allow for education to be spread across distant communities. This, according to Walzer, creates inertia to consolidating into something more elegant.
It's a bit of an uphill push unless you really have sort of a crisis situation or a situation where it's just so obvious that things have changed.
Last week's report presented two Whiteside County districts which did just that. Riverdale Elementary School was annexed by Rock Falls School District due to lack of revenue, while East Coloma and Nelson Elementary Schools saw they could also improve the classroom experience. But how does that play out in more densely populated communities, such as Rockford?
We have 13 districts. We also are the professional development arm of DeKalb ROE and McHenry ROE.
That's Dr. Lori Finello, superintendent for the Winnebago Boone Regional Office of Education, the fifth largest of its kind in Illinois. While Rockford Public Schools is her region's largest educational unit, she says there are still small districts and commensurate resources spread across the suburbs.
The larger districts have more layers of administration, so they'll have someone for curriculum. They'll have someone working on policies and procedures and making sure things are rolling out. They have HR people, while the smaller districts don't have access to those because they don't have the funding for it.
Dr. Finello says despite the difference in resources, the smaller Winnebago County districts, such as Pecatonica, Prairie Hill, and Honeniga, have seen growth. Honeniga is also unique in that it's the only high school in her area with feeder elementary schools. Finello says finances are stable, and the schools have been able to cultivate experienced administrators.
They are keeping their principals for a longer time, and it becomes more of a relationship builder with the families, and I think that helps these small districts a lot.
A rural freestanding high school like Rock Falls may seem like a more logical candidate for consolidation. It receives students from Rock Falls Elementary, East Coloma, and Mount Morenci. But Regional Superintendent Bob Songaroth says it's financially infeasible because of a unit district cap on property taxes.
There's a different amount that they can tax property tax-wise, and nowadays there's no way that any district can get by with less property tax money because the way the state is, you never know what you're going to get.
The same patterns of growth can be seen in Boone County, with North Boone and Belvedere benefiting from a county facilities tax.
They've had money flowing in over and above their property taxes and their general state aid in order to do facilities work.
As for Rockford Public Schools, they now have enough money for infrastructure work.
Instead of having the gymateria that they used to have where everybody has their lunch in the gym and you can't have gym classes for that big length of time. So Rockford's building is basically to update and make things better.
This stable financial situation is but one contributor to these smaller districts not having a desire to consolidate. Former Lieutenant Governor Sheila Simon took a look at whether consolidation would save funds in the Honeniga system. Her report said feeder elementary schools moving into that district would result in a higher pay scale. Finella says this would result in greater costs all around.
At the state level, they also talked about if it costs more the first year, the state would offset it. The state doesn't have the money now to do anything like that.
In other cases, districts have found sharing services more efficient than combining into a single district.
It's what they call the Honeniga Nation, including South Beloit. And so they have the special ed co-op that works for all of them. So no one has to have just specific people.
This also applies to academic staff.
Let's say we needed a Spanish teacher, and one district had a great one, but they didn't have enough students. Another one had interested students and no teacher. That teacher could go between, you know, two districts, and one district would just pay the other district for a portion of the salary.
Overall, stable funding sources, sharing of services, and well-built community administrators have kept Winnebago and Boone County from considering any major school consolidation. And for Dr. Finello, that's just fine. I'm Chase Cavanaugh, WNIJ News.